Life after life. In an Indian city, an old magician was dying, who also held the title of Raja. Around him gathered his disciples and wives, as well as servants and relatives. He tried not to engage with them much, as many were interested in his money, and others had long been in a better world. Raja was the brother of Bhagavati, and she and her friends came to meet him on the subtle plane, although there was not much need for it, as the mage Raja was well acquainted with the afterlife. But Bhagavati still decided to meet him. He hadn't been up for a long time, spending his last days in bed and giving his instructions to everyone.
Do not worry about me, for soon we'll be together there again. It has happened many times before. Continue your spiritual practices. I will communicate with you through spiritual sessions. Urusvati is a good medium, and through her I will speak to you. I will see you constantly. Many crooks and relatives will try to encroach on my school, my goods. But stick together and do not trust any of them. Continue what has been started.
No, Raja, don't leave. We will be lost without you.
I am not leaving. I will be beside you. I will only leave behind this old sick body, which causes me so much discomfort.
Then Raja began to wheeze and choke.
Doctor, quickly!
No need anymore. Let me go in peace.
And then his eyes closed forever. A hum sounded in his ears, then a flight into some narrow space. And he was already under the ceiling in his room.
Oh, Bhagavati. And you are here meeting me?
Brother, here are my friends, Rhea and Jan.
Well, it's a pleasure. I've been through a lot in one life.
God willing, the last one.
We'll see. Someone has to incarnate to help people in this hell too.
His wives wept inconsolably over his body, while his disciples stood in a state of loss, heads bowed. Only the old butler, taking advantage of the situation, sneaked into the office and rummaged there, searching for money and valuables.
Oh, poor thing. He still does not understand that wealth depends on a person's spiritual state. He was poor all his life, and he will die that way.
The friends laughed as he looked around nervously, rummaging in the closets.
To a normal person, money comes on its own. He does not need to steal. And he shows his insignificance, not understanding that it is his curse. Only the greatness of the soul is the true wealth, which will remain with him even after death.
Raja's young mistress stood apart from everyone. She was troubled by thoughts of who she would be with now. Raja looked in her direction, shaking his head.
Yes, nature has given her a task. To be with someone, she must necessarily engage, find an object for her feelings. But she must gain wisdom so that it is not just another scoundrel and a rascal, of which there are now plenty. Most likely, she will find herself some bum who pretends to be a minister to everyone, because even the lowest fool thinks he knows everything and can figure everything out. Only a wise man says, "I realized I don't know anything."
Look, the butler grabbed the money and ran away.
In a few years, I'll meet him here and ask him, "Where's my gold? Did you bring it with you to the afterlife?" He'll say, no, I couldn't. And I'll show him the ulcer on his subtle body and say, "Well, no, you did it. Here it is now."
The wives wept inconsolably.
Yes, no matter how much you prepare someone for your departure, the heart will never be ready for it. I feel so sorry for them. But what can we do? That's life. Nothing lasts forever. God gives to take back later, but not forever.
Many disciples were filled with doubt and despair. They worried that without Raja, they wouldn't be able to continue their development.
I'm here. Why don't they understand? The main thing is that they want to develop, tune to me. I'm even closer to them now than when I was in my sick, feeble body. Of course, if they only remember me once every 6 months, and even then only for material matters, I won't be able to help them.
Raja looked around himself. He was in a young, radiant, subtle body.
Ah, I haven't walked in so long. Always lying in bed because of illness, but now I'll fly.
And they went to explore the surroundings where Raja used to like walking when he was healthy. Here are the forest tracks and the seashore.
It's even more interesting to travel like this, never getting tired, neither the heat nor the cold bothering you. Although sometimes I still miss those sensations, there was something special, unusual about them. And now they are more like pictures. Though I can see better now. I can see a speck of dust or a beetle from 10 kilometers away. It's great that I'm back in the astral again. And here is my sandbox where I played as a child. Here is the school where I used to play tricks on the teachers. How quickly life has flown by. Yet while living, it seemed to drag on so slowly. Yes, the old teachers are no longer here. How much effort they spent trying to make me a fool. But I didn't give in. I didn't listen to them. Look, who is it?
Said Raja, flying up to the person digging in the trash.
It's our top student, Max.
The top student?
Yes.
Did he become a homeless person?
And how else could it be? With the foolishness instilled in our heads at school, one can only end up as a homeless person. It's not education. Nobody teaches how to think, how to live, only cramming what is absolutely unnecessary in life. And they also brainwash us to be obedient sheep, afraid to show our initiative. Yes, school, school. In the theater, actors stay, but the scenery changes. In life, it's the other way around. The scenery stays, but the actors change.
In the classroom, the teacher called out to the children with a squealing, exasperated voice.
Look, is this how you should teach? After all, a student learns by imitation. But what is there to imitate? A child should want to learn. Learning should be interesting to them. Then they will strive for top marks on their own. But instead, they raise only losers and bums.
Raja looked at all the old places where he used to love walking, and his creek, now overgrown with grass since the last time he visited, on his poorly obedient elderly legs. Now the whole world was open to him. He flew over to his former Judah disciple, Shukra, who had long betrayed him, and spent his entire life slandering and blackening everything Raja did. His envy was so strong, as he always wanted to overpower him, but could never do anything.
Look at this unfortunate man. If he wanted to be even a little like me, he would have spread positivity, given people something positive, fulfilled their desires. But all he could do was spew hatred, and imagine that if he blackened my name, all my people would immediately follow him. But what could he give them? Nothing. And if that's the case, then there was no reason for anyone to follow him. Soon he'll hear the news about me, and because he's convinced himself so much that I'm a villain, he'll be wildly happy. But I pity him. Because in the next life, he'll have to face God's lesson again, where he'll provoke his pride and envy and so on until he gets tired of being a fool. Oh, friends, I feel like I'm being called to a spiritual session. Shall we go?
In Raja's castle, Urasvati was put into a trance, and they tried to contact Raja through her. But everyone was upset and subdued by what had happened, and Raja had to repeat several times.
First calm down, then we'll connect. You don't have the right mindset.
It took a long time for this thought to reach the medium.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.